just say one thing from yesterday, not about the Hargosha, but the Ksamim part. There's a big machlokes as to whether Ksamim is a Medin Tliya, because after we know the Shear of Kegris, we know that it's based upon Macholos. We already spoke about this a little bit in the last few Shearim. So is it now still based upon Tliya? Or no? Low plug. It's just a din that, although it started off as a tliya, but it really consists now as a complete as a din of shiur kegris, no matter what. It's a machlokas gedolei aposkim, and Rabbi Avadya is making in the Sefer Taras Abayis. He explains that, but for us, it's simply a din of kegris. And I saw in the Sefer Mishmeres Atari, but it's an interesting raya because the poskim are pilpling. Maybe if they have a big gris. What's a gris? A bean. A big gris, so you can be made of the gris. It's, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? The gris is only a secondarily derived shear. It's based upon the bug, Macholas. Look at how big the gris is. So he said, you see from there, that's a nice raya. Kach tik the gris. Don't bother me with it. Don't give me the hit antecedents historically. Just kach it. Which is big enough to mean it. Even though we know for a fact this is not coming from any bugs. We don't have any bugs with lalat. We hope we don't have any bugs with manenu. Afal piken kach tiknu. Less than the gris is mutter, even as we saw the chasam sova, the pilpul kodin pischei tshuva. Begodim asmuchim le gufa, we make it too. And if it's black, we make it. You name it, all the coolers apply. Because kach tiknu, the tachana, the rabbana. Just wanted to make that brief statement. Now it's starting samach alaf the base. Yes, I'm sorry.
What's a big gris?
A penny. A penny. That's how big it is. Gris is a penny.
No, the
Mishmash Tara's case. In certain cities, they had a bigger grist. They're pilpling. You follow the grist.
Which time?
Well, look it up. You'll see. Oh. It's a built stock. I mean, of course. What's the difference? Grist. It depended upon the bug. There was just an estimate between Talmudic times. The answer is no. They didn't worry about the grist because that cocked it. So here on the Samach Aleph Mid Beis, toward right before the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan, Beget Savua Metami Mishum Kesem. They would have asked it, can you imagine that? Oh wow, black and white. They would have, I'm not sure you're black, white, I don't know what would have happened otherwise. But there's no such exer. Fine, says the machlokas in the Gemara. How do we pass in la halacha? Take a look on the Rosh, I will say. Is that in the Gemara? Or they're still. You know, we've been sort of too far removed from the Gemara like recently. We've got this long discussion, which is important. So let's get back a little more to the Gemara. The Rosh, for those who don't know, in the ninth parak of Nida is split into three parts. It starts the ninth parak. There's a whole thing called Hilchos Klai Begodim, which we're not going to even touch. That's like half of the second. Then it starts, it picks up again. So there's Simon, it's a remarkable thing. The Rosh Parak Chi starts on page Pei Beis, right? Simon Aleph, Simon Beis, Simon Gimel, Simon Dalet, Simon Hey. Then Hilchos Klai Begodim, Simon Aleph all the way to Simon Kaf, and then again Aleph. Asuga, Aleph again, just if you don't know what's going on, it's hard to find things here. Tana Rabbana, Beget Savua, calls him Achlokes. Then he says, Aramban Zal Posek and Tana Kama, you believe it? Ramban passes the Chumra, that a Beget Savua is awesome. Rambam Kosav, Rav Yonasan, Uviksamim, Shomim Lahokel. It's the refrain you will hear 100 times. Uviksamim, Shomim Lahokel. But he goes based really on the Mishnah from Chesed Beis, that expression, Uviksamim Shomim Lahokel, and therefore our Psak Lalocha Lamaisa is this way. That Big Day Tzivonim Anat Mekabel, there's no din of Tumas Ksam. Says the Divrei Chavrutas Aleph. The Kosa of Rama Beperek Tesbuch Surbiya. The Fichok Tiknu Chachamim, Shetil Basha Isha Big Day Tzivonim, Hila Hatzila Midin Ksamim. When this Labad Abbas Yosef is there, the Begumari Itchila, from in the low tiknu, and the sheitiru, uchalisha de rabenu. What's going on? The Rambam forgot the Gemara. For Ramaza abadak emosha vagosav hetik lashon the Rambam. Lefichach tilvash ha'isha v'chulei. Ulefizeh, Eitza tova kamashvila. Shvelo shezui takanasa shachachanim. So Rambam is a compromise. Doesn't say itiru. Doesn't say tiknu. He says tilbash. Tilbash. You should wear. Not that it's a takana. Not that it's a heter. Tilbash. Tilbash. It's interesting. If you open up the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud, that's where this is found. Kol dava chenkesa shenimsa al begat tzavua tohoro. That's what Tzolom Mechava says. Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud. Lefichach zav drama. Tilbash ha'ish shabigdei tzivonim kidei la'atzila miksonim. Okay. Fine. The Pesachet Shuva, if the cotton chafala is worth reading, let's take a look at Rabasa. I am bedogal merababa shetamal shalo hevi yu hevi yu shum cholik mazeh. After all, the Ramban denies it. Ramban is machmir. Nonetheless, despite that, the ma'aser we make them. I never heard of any rabbi in the world who's machmir. Never heard of him. Then he says, "Pischei tshuv at the end." Of course, Chassam Sof. The kaimelon kiramod the isha aloveshes bigdei tzivonim matzelas al ksamim. Nei the tekun lo mitaknin in karamba mikom makom. Ein mochen biyodam gamken. So it's. Ach zedak ke bebeget shal achaluk. Avol beget asamach lebasar ke chaluk uksones lo shaman. It's the famous Chassam Sofer that the it's going to kill the whole thing for us. All our ksamim are undergarments. Called it Chassam Sofer. It's all asr. So the mice, that's not our psak. Not our psak. Now, it's interesting. When he says lo shamanu, Milo Shaman. Let me ask you a shayla. The Gemara has on Samech Alf and Beis that they want to make a gzeira not to wear colored garments. You know, after all, Zeicha Lechur, but not to wear such fancy garments. Would this gzeira have been on undergarments too? Come on. Make it again. Presumably, the gzeira is Chacham that would have been, that could have been, that might have been, that maybe should have been, was only on the outer garments, not to look so fancy. So by the same token, when we turn around and say that they didn't make the gzeira because they wanted to make it easy for the women, referring to those upper outer garments that would have been she would have normally worn as adornments to show the world how to make a nice color, but the undergarments they never would have made a gzeira in anyway, zeicha l'churban. So therefore, lo shamanu that in point of fact is any cooler with respect to ketzel b'gitzim. That's pashup shav what the Chassam Sofer means lo shamanu. Okay, Afal Pikein, the Psak Halacha is, as I said to you, not that way. We don't find it. And then he says, Rabbi Vadya has this in his Sefer. I don't have a Taras Abayas in the room. Is here somewhere? Find my bar, please. Thank you. Here's the whole thing about Ksamim. And he says, Achidish, he says, you know, if they would have made a gzera the rabbanan because of zeicha lechurban, they would have made it even on undergarments. Why? Lo plug. Simon Ches, the Rav Avraham Seif. So Rav Avraham says, in Sivkot and Vav, it's not, 10 pages. In the middle of this, he says that had there been a gzera on the here pulmus shas pasyonis. All right, double pashut. This is a chassam sof. What I taught you before is a chasam sofer in the tshuva simen kuf samach alf. Lo, it means lo shaman. Says all the poskim are against it. I quote many poskim who say. Somewhere in here he says that the Gzeir would have been on those Begadim as well. I hear it, I found it. Who said it? Maritz Dushinsky. He says, Yeshitros Chasam Sofer. Shehol ben Gzeir lechatzoyin. Im hayu gozen al bigdei tzivonim, hayu akol asur afilu begatachta. Isn't that amazing? That's what he says. What would have been, yeah.
Could be right against the Chasam Sofer in the Gemara Daf and Zayin. That the Gemara is the case of a woman who wants to cast him on her garden and she's over Shat HaBachim. And so the Gemara has a whole clash with her that if you can compare with. So isn't there another clear case of a woman only wearing one color? So there's no distinction between.
For the contrary, Shuk Shat HaBachim was likely an outer garment. It's hard to imagine Shuk Shat HaBachim is going to get into the under garment. I don't think that's right. Pashup Shad, as he posts over here, Stimas Kola Poskim. That's the best right. No one has said it before the Chasam Sofer. That itself is the best right. Many Poskim wrote about these topics before, and no one ever said it. Oh. So now I'd like to read you something which I'm sure. This is in Rabbi Ida Sefer. Okay. He gives you a U.S. penny, 19 millimeter. Oh, they made the safer small, you understand. So, all this is dangerous. This is originally a big safer, and then they made a smaller edition. Then they have a printed thing with a shear, you have to be very careful. Then they made it smaller, they make that picture smaller too. But it says 19 millimeters, which is approximately a penny. Then he says as follows. Shamati mi pia gram, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shlita. Now that's how. The option no agim the hot of the kesem of bega tzavua. Mikomako, im yesh kokach dal a bega. Shalur fira os ene amore. I ef shalavo bolo ha gosha, yesh lahach. This is what we spoke about already in the past. We heard that these, a large, do you remember Rabbi Four said, a large stain, yes, kashayim. This is what it probably means. This thing from Rav Moshe. A large thing is the Erev Shalava below Hargosha. Because what Hargosha does he mean? What? Psichas Piyamoka. No one feels it. What's he talking about? Unless maybe he means Zivas Tavalach. Menachutz. That's the only thing that he could possibly mean. Because otherwise, women don't feel Hargosha no matter what. But that's what I think he's driving at. As a matter of fact, this is in the end of Ha'ara Kuf Gimel. Go back all the way to Ha'ara Lamed Dalit, okay. Zivas Tavalach may possibly be a Hargosha. One second. Quotes the Chavos Das. Shemati Pi Agra Rav Moshe Feinstein, she Zivas Tavalach have a Hargosha. And Rav Moshe went further. V'lav Davka Shergisha Shezabim Mekora. Alafa prozdor, kedibe anon of Yehuda. Avalog shemagisha lechus mimachutz haragleo. So Rav Moshe l'shitasa. Rav Moshe l'zivas davalach, even bachutz is considered to be a hargosha. So he writes, if she sees she has enough blood on the pad, that it's obvious it came, but l'zivas davalach, it couldn't have been otherwise, even though she'll say I didn't feel it, but she just, along the Aruch HaShulchan, she doesn't know what she's saying. That's an effect of Rav Moshe is driving at. I think it's a connection between these two svaras of Rav Moshe. Alright? If you hold against the Nodav Yehuda, the Chor, the whole, all the other poskim wouldn't agree with this chumrah. The Pashas. Yosivas Avodach is not Argosha. It shouldn't apply at all. Okay. Let's take a look on the Rashi here in Samech Aleph from the base. Again, if you've known Gemara, there's at least a few more here on my desk. When the Gemara speaks of Begat Tzavua, please. Rashi explains says as follows. Lokal alfis man, she'ein akesem nikerbo kemare dam gom. The Rashi is quite clear that the reason why we're making is because it can't tell it's dam gom. On this basis, in the shape of the lady, he's machmir with yellow. Yellow. You have a yellow garment and red, mamish red on it. You can tell that it's red. But that's very shver. It's against Rashi b'chor. Because Rashi says it back on Daf Yud Zayin. I'm not sure if it curled up to Daf Yud Zayin yet, but if you're not there yet, you'll get there soon. So Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin talks about the requirement for an aid lover. So Rashi says, v'lo b'pishnan, more than halfway on Daf Yud Zayin, but Aleph, she'eno lovan, v'ein dam nikur yofeh, Ella be'ed lava. If you want to get the color right, it has to be white. White. So, what's the pshat? I mentioned this briefly before, and I want to read it to you now from the Taras Habayis on page Shin Sadi Aleph. See, quotes Gedolim will say, like a Shevet Alevi, if you can tell that it's red, it's Aser. That's not against all the poskim. How can you say such a thing? So what's pshat? This is what he explains. Quote, this was from the Me'il Tzedakah. Ki bizmanam hayol b'kiyim ma'od la'afchen ben dam la'dam hu v'big day tzivonam hayol kosher la'afchen v'lachen lo gozru aleim din k'samim l'fichav kam ata Ein lano lahachmir. Reminiscent of our Chassam Sofer that we that's Pesach Shavuot we saw yesterday. It's only no more. It should have been mutter bechlal nowadays. Not any more machmir than they were. That's beferish. Okay, along the lines of the Chassam Sofer, they go a little bit further. In Rabbi Avadi goes further. Afilu vada yotza adam igufa begat savua. Doesn't matter, it's still Torah. Again, also found in the Emil Tzedakah, found in the Sidrei Tara, so is the Chazanish. It's clear. Against some Achronim who want to say that Nimsa Kesel of Vega Tzavua, V'nira Shudam, Mamash, Yishav Smichus Dam, Ein Lahatir. He says, it's just not true. Those two are quite a lengthy discussion. Yes, I'm sorry.
If the issue is being able that only on perfect white to be masked and seen red,
right?
Then even maybe off white, even a light pastel.
You know, you have to know what's white and what's not white. Once something is called off white, you know what that means? It means it's white. It's called off white. It's white.
Because we tell between different reds.
I can't tell between different whites. What you call off white, I would call white. This is white.
So
what are you wearing? Is that white?
Yeah, but what about tzitzis?
Is that white? Your shirt is white?
It is.
Is your yarmulke white?
Yeah.
Your tzitzis are white? All three are different colors.
Right.
But they're all white.
Is it white? Is it negative?
I mean, maybe they're dirty by now. White tzitzis are white. White! I think your tzitzis are also white. All this is white. For it to be made, it have to be a different color. What's a different color? A different color is a yellow, beige.
Even a pastel yellow would be yellow.
Any yellow. If I could call it yellow, you have to draw a line somewhere.
And the Torah would say the same thing for a bedikah, if the shadow doesn't have
let her use an apodrika off white. Okay.
No, right.
Okay, good.
Also, we've been mechalik between Rashi and Yedzayin and Rashi on Tamach Aleph to defend the Shaila Levi, because on Yedzayin we're trying to establish Sort and Truma, we're trying to establish like major chumras, things which are so
maybe.
Supposed to
maybe. Take a look at the Pesach Shuv Rabbos and Sifkat Mechav. Beget Savua, we together. I b'tshuvas miltzdokas simin samach beis. B'tin kesem shenimsa beget menumur gevonim harbi levonim v'tshar tzvomit. This is so l'mais amamish. There are many women who for some reason are wearing these garments that have patterns. Don't ask me why. I don't have to wear an undergarment with a pattern. It's beyond my wildest understanding. But as Zoyeres, I've got numerous shaylas for these kinds of things. L'hoya kashir kesem al nimur lavon echad. The Shahayan Bechubar for Avra Gabi Chelek Atzavu Atzavet Chelis V'Chayot V'Yotz Al Gabi Alav Ashe B'Tzida V'Yotz Al Gabi Pispis Shnei Halavanim Hoya Ben Shnei Kishir. For the Stapik Asholim It's Starf On The Tamim Hold the Hifzik B'Neim Atzavet The Gamim Kol Atzvoyim Matzil Al Aksom Yerushalayim. You have white, blue, white. And the kesem is not enough on this white, it's not enough on this white, but if you put the two whites together, it's enough, and it's blue in between. Blue color gone in between. What would you say about that?
It's one kesem, one continuous
kesem. One continuous kesem. V'hela, the gam kol atzvoyim atzilim, v'yein ha-kesem shal atzvoyim mitzdak. In other words, the red on the blue is not mitzdak. Avo shnei levonim mitzdakim. Kema shakolu kesem echad v'mischava de ha-kesem shal ha-tzeva dosa chibu l'tzav shnei levonim ha-adodim shem yesh men shneem kegris tmeya v'm laf tohoro af al gav shim chelek ha-tzeva kegris v'chelek ha-tzeva eino mitztarf v'ashtam ha-shir. Again, this is the miltztok al ha-shitoso. He's the one who keeps saying over and over and over and over again, kach tiknu shir kegris on a beged lava. If you go with logic about a bug, so if you have a big thing and it's partly on there, partly on there, so what's the difference? So even if it's tzavua, but I can see, but part of it I can't see clearly, right? All the logical background. So this should be awesome. So no kach tiknu, you have to have a kegris of red blood on white garment. Anything else that's no good, but it's matzarf then. And other posts can quote it as well. The Chavos Das says that even the Mokam HaTzavua is Mitztarev L'Kashir. Let's take a look quickly in the Biurim Sivkot and Test. See why. He's probably going to go with the logic behind it. Take a look at the Chavos Das. Kevin Sharon, I call Kesem Echad, the Vadim Beguf Asi, Yash Lilas Bemacholis. So too, Chatzim me Kesem Kegris Yash Lamar Torah, the Chatzim me Mara Tru Tome, the Nikashu Kesem Echad, the Tumeya. Whoa! It's another kid. This is Maisim Bechol Yom. The whole garment is white. And she sees a stain. Part of the stain is a bad color, part of the stain is a good color. Minikol Yisrael is to be Maker. Chavos Das is Machmer. Again, the same Shaila, really. You're going back with the original logic, or you're going with the Kach Tiknu. Kach Tiknu. That's it. Shir Kavua. That's all. Yes.
Even on the
Diga Clause? Diga Clause? What? Yeah, even Diga Clause. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
Why can't you say that they would be
Machmer
back in the day also?
Like,
I don't know if they were
not tapping them. Yeah. We're not sure. As far as we can tell, they made a takana kavua has to be a kegris v'od on a beged lavan. Anything less than that doesn't count.
Well, that was how they determined what it was. I mean,
again, whether that's you can say it was true then, you can say it's true now. Take your pick. But I'm sorry. I'm just responding to you. You asked me what it was then and what it is now. So I'm responding back to you. So you can say it was mutter then, you can say it's mutter now. You can take your pick. We have a chasam sov, that all summer should be mutter bechlau today. And nothing is not any more machlau than they were then. We're not sure they were then, but the Pashup Shad is that even then they were only machmir in the case of Beged of Lavan with a kesem of Kegrisva. We have no proof they were the machmir more than that. Even though it says in the Gemara, we mentioned somebody in the previous shiurim, it says told them about also the Tliya, and so it started out as a Tliya. But once then they made it, they formalized it, and that's just the way it stands. Finished. Okay, that's what we assume. Good. I'm sorry?
Does anyone hold the third shita that you're not mitzarev, even the whites?
You're not mitzarev,
the whites. There are three opinions. Either you're mitzarev everything, even the colored part, or you're mitzarev the whites. Does anyone say, no, the blue does not follow Shem Kesem at all, and therefore it's two separate tzavim?
That's Rebuta Mamish.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Ravadia talk. I didn't want to even mention it, but since you mentioned it, I don't want to leave that out. Full disclosure. Ravadia has in Simit Pei Shin Sadihe. The guys don't let me go. I want to leave it out. But, okay. Ravadia in Shin Sadihe quotes the Alter Rebbe left out the last part of the Mil Tzedakah. The Shnei Chalki Alav of Itztaf and the Chagris Vyot. So his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, says, maybe the Alter Rebbe is not masked to be machal like the Mil Tzedakah. As a Mokam Tzavua, it's Eino Mitzdarev. It's Kamafsik Mei Shnei Chal Galom. So you Mechavan, I try to hide it from you. Nothing works. So you Mechavan, so the Tzemach Tzedek's Pshat in the Alter Rebbe. No.
And if that was Rebbe, I'd just say that.
Nah, that's too much of it. We pass in that as long as they're two whites, even blue in between, it's still going to be awesome. That's what it
is. But in a case where it really is two separate summon with the space in between.
Right. No problem. The two separate summon, that's a sugya. Tip and tip and aim and start. You saw the Gemara.
Even if it's a tiny, as long as there's any space.
As long as you can see it, not with a microscope.
Right.
If you can see with your eyes, you very often look at this garment. Are these two one kesem or are they two summon? Are they one or are they two? So that's important to be able to.
Even if you hold it close up, you see.
Close up, using your eyes, not a microscope. Not a microscope. All right. Fine. Now, good. It's interesting. The Raven we saw before. You know, all these coolers. We assume three coolers. You know, like as if it's halacha Moshe Messina. Speak the Tzivonim. And Paulus and Mikigris, and Eina Makabal Tumma. So Paulus Mikigris is a Mefurash, you know, all through Shas. But the other two of us are questionable. One's a Mefurash of Machlokas Hatanoim, we just saw, and Ramban passes the Chumra. And the other one, Eina Makabal Tumma, is called the Mefurash of Gemara. But the Raiva disagrees. Anyone have that Raiva, the fancy Raiva? Still not? Okay, so the Raiva in Balei HaNefesh says, we don't pass in that way, because of the Gemara of Mashtisa. Mashtisa we saw, if you recall, yesterday, the day before, Daf Nun Chesam and Al, where they found a Kesem on a Mashtisa. And the Ravid seems to be of the opinion that a Mashtisa is not Makabal Tumah. Right? Not Makabal Tumah. So, if it's not Makabal Tumah, what's Pshat? So we don't paskin the dinner of Kabbalah as HaTumah. Take a look in the Rosh in here, over here, I will say. Please turn to the Rosh. Everything's going to be shown. And almost all is printed in your volume. It's important to see it in the originals to see. You take a look here on page 164 in this edition. But right in the last four lines of the first column. But right in the last four lines of the first column. And the chemer we saw is the one who holds that you need the kabbal tumah. The heavy raya for mashtisa. What's mashtisa? Kliate umekliargim. So the rush says no. You don't find anyone argues with the chemer. Well, the first who kli top of the next column on the kabbal tumah. Neishlo nitchem kol hanach raya shemachichas shalach rabbi chemer. Discuss what it is. Is it the kabbal tumah? The goyim is the kabbal tumah. Tumas from Dam. That's what we discussed. It's kind of like a Rambam. Halacha k'Rabbi Nechemya. Fine. It's a question of what's considered to be Mekabel Tumah, what's not Mekabel Tumah. What's the size of Kabbalah's Tumah? And Hilchos Kalim, the Rambam says, we're not looking at Hilchos Kalim now, but just a couple of words. Hilchos Kalim, the Rambam Paskins, Semer Pishtun, is a Kabbal Tumah with three etzbos by three etzbos. Very small. But Sharminim, you need three Tvachim by three Tvachim. So comes along the Taras Abayis, you know, he's great. He says here in Simon Tov, and excuse me, on page Tov Aleph, he quotes his Machlokes. And he said, you know what? It's a machlokas, a machaber ramon, ilchus tzitzis. Because a machaber ramon, machaber has an ilchus tzitzis, that ein chiyu betzitzis min ha-Torah ele beged pishtin, or beged temer v'chelim. Fine. If the Rambam is right, so therefore, here too, the only garment that's mekabel tumah, three atzvos by three atzvos, it's Tzemer and Pishtin, not the other kinds of garments. Ramah and Simetes, Pastans, call me the begotten with Chayav Batistim in our Torah, Tosis, the Rosh, etc. Well, Mr. Radia, typically, we can still be making over here. Why? What's the three words? Viksamim, Shomim, Lahakim. Therefore, the shear is three Tvachim by three Tvachim. That's a pretty big shear. Three Tvachim by three Tvachim. That's it. Yeah?
But what's the logic of the Mikhail and the Sefer? Certain Christians are begging their rice and it's three by three exposed. So not that the other fabrics, you know, beg it, so why by three by three fucking isn't.
Madrabah? Again, I'm not going to go with the Masechta Kehilah now. Take a look, if you will, on page Tav Aleph and Sefer Taras Habayis. Okay, that's what he says. Ksamim Sham Alahok. Now, he goes further on the next page. Page Tav Beis. What about if it's, there's it's not three by three, it's, we'll call it, I don't know, five by two. Five by two. See Paskins? No, it's not a shear. The shear is three by three. It doesn't help. Five by two. You're talking about mezuzahs. You're saying it's a question. According to Chazanish, is no question. Chazanish, it's all a mistake. And you certainly have to have four by four. Doesn't help. Whatever, 6 by 3. So that's what Mavadi goes over here as well. So you have to have mamash 3 by 3. Okay.
Even if you don't hold like the
Chazanish
there by
Tamashon Lahakya. Probably. Big Sam Mishamah Lahakya. Keep saying the same thing. Sam Mishamah Lahakya. So it gets a little tricky over here. How far do we go with this? You know, what about a Miska Shaila? A typical woman's undergarment. Not made from wool, not made from linen. All right, let's make it so your wife has fancy linen undergarments. Anyone want to admit to that? So, mostly made from cotton, right? Cotton? Or synthetics. Synthetic, the chorus is not even coming to them at all, but don't rush to conclusions. Because even synthetic garments are usually stitched together with cotton. And since the stitching is with cotton, the davar ha'maimit, again, not going into tumah now, that should be enough to make it a problem. So the ma'isa the garments that the women wear today are mekamel tumah one way or the other from the perspective of what they're made from. But are they three tefachim by three tefachim?
Everything can go up to the rofeket, don't it?
But davar ha'maimit is a separate thing. It's a sugya and Shabbos and elsewhere. Not for now. So a typical woman's undergarment, is it three tefachim by three tefachim? What do you say? If you hold Kedele Rabbeya, it presumably is. But is there, you can find three tefachim by three tefachim in any one place within that garment? I don't even think so. No, I mean, let's say you slice it. Slice the garment and then just spread it out on a table. The whole garment.
You
don't have to just tefachim.
You get no bar tefachim.
I'm talking about plain tefachim. You're not tefachim. Yours tefachim, my tefachim. I'm not sure. It's hard to imagine there in your mind. I mean, you could, next time you have an old pair of your old undergarments, and you want to throw into the garbage. Before you throw into the garbage, yours, which is bigger. Take the scissors, slice it, and put it down, and see if you can find three tefachim to throw in any one place. Probably not, right?
You use
Stretching. Yeah.
Even if we reject the Chazon Ish, that would be a value. If you say you just read by three mamish,
yeah,
then you're looking at where the Chazon is, right? Not at the Bahman as a whole. No, you're looking at the
Bahman. Oh, okay. He has a whole pimple about this, about yichdo, the pachas make a shir. He says no. Bobim be beggar gadol. He says no. He keeps going through all these various shitas. I'm just wondering, what about the garments today? I don't know. The minig is to be machmir. The truth is, the Rav Avadya himself kills it. He kills it. Why? He says it's false. He says, even the, he spoke before about less than a kashir, but chishav alav a yichta was mekabel tum or not mekabel tum. So Tosis here in the Masechta Nida, and the Samach of Veiz says that it's mekabel tum. But Tosis himself in Sukkot Zayin says no, and therefore we have a right to be mekil. But then he says in parentheses, he doesn't tell you what it says there. But I am Viram Amsham, this is in Hikos Kalin, Perak Chavbez, Alokha Chavbez. Ligabe Pogos Mishlosha, Shlosha, Uvaroch Lener, Sukha Shaman, Abtezain, doesn't tell you what it says. But I looked it up. There you get the impression that it would count. He doesn't tell you, it's a little bit tricky over here. He never says it in Farish, but just have to look it up. That therefore our undergarments would be mekabel tumah, because if it would been less than three etzbos by three etzbos, one could be paskin that even though chashav alav yichto would not be mekabel tumah. But more than three etzbos by three etzbos, and less than three tvachim by three tvachim, where in and of itself such a garment would not be mekabel tumah. But if chishav alav yichto, he says even the Rambam would agree that it is mekabel tumah. It is mekabel tumah. And beyond that, in the Rambam, it's mashma there in Halacha Aleph, that you made a beged, as opposed to stam kroim, rips, you don't even need three etzbos. So it was a nice fleeting havamina. I told you from the beginning, I think somebody walked out, and the minute goes, there's a hachmir. So I'm saying now, why? Because the hachmir, the undergarments are considered to be mekabel tum. Fine. Now, here's the shayla. A woman sees a kesem on a lesson gris or beget savua or in a mekabel tum. This is what he writes. And it's incredible. He quotes a shita. So he himself says the correct pshat. Nire im kol ze einot tzricho livdok atzma loch hashem atmehi shebecheskes tahora hi omedes uvefratim hi regila liros ksamen Sheyoser tov shelo tivdok shelo bezman shechayevas livdok shema tekalkel atzma. And he quotes it from many achronim. The kolsh can imroi kesem pachas mikigris ain't shech livdos atzma. And he quotes various poskim who say, I don't know, minchas yichil lo matzotzi beposkim zavazeh v'tzorachim. I mean, to me, it's the most obvious thing in the world. If no person before the Minchas Yechiel, I'm not sure when he lived, ever said it, it can't be. Had it then been true, that whenever you see a kesem which is not making tumah, you have to do a bedika, someone would have said it. Shtika is the biggest raya. And he goes to shave it alay. Yesh mishakosha tzricho livdok atzma. V'nira she'en lezemokor b'halocha klal. So if you stop here, Baruch Hashem, we can make a kiddush. Say Baruch Hashem. It's exactly what I've been saying all the years. If no one ever said it, by definition, it can't be true. Someone told me 30 years ago, you know why it doesn't say it? Because it's pashut. You know, I've always resisted these kinds of things. It's pashut. It's pashut not that way. You think it's pashut that way, I think it's pashut not that way. Someone should have said it. So no one said it, it's not that way. So here's the problem. So we can't stop it there. I'm trying to hide things from you, but I don't want to hide. Full disclosure. After he says this, he says, Umikomakom, there is a shame of the lady. Shem nimsa kesem god of yosim acholos shem is my name. Shem god clear. Alafa pikein anu mitarin kemen shechazal adozim b'shir kazeh kashukas v'achronen afshu v'arek v'migufa. A. B. V'chein amayat kesem abegat savua odav shen mekabotum b'shutar afal pi shevarek v'migufa mikol makom yesh lofosh latzricha b'dika afal pi shemistima astiri aposkim nirer shegam b'ofen kazeh enetzricha b'dika. I don't understand him. Ani lo meimin. He himself brings a raya that you don't have to do it. Contact the post and say nothing. Then he turns around and says, you should do it in this case. Even though the post here also said nothing. I just don't understand the internal logic of the Sheva Halevi. This whole raya look cooler because the post said nothing. But in this case, you should do it even though the post said nothing. You're not demanding yourself. Yeah.
Isn't there a little bit like the Moshe that said that if you know for sure that it takes a lot of a Sheva Gam on the way that you do have to?
He doesn't say it. He's not even a tiny Kesser.
Did
he say really Yosef?
Did he say a white
person? He first said it's Yosef, but it's my name. That's zero. They're all not all the holes, but it's my name. I mean, if in her house, there are no bugs, so the biggest stuff. I mean, yeah?
I mean, maybe it would be something like there's a phrase called Marva Lindo.
Oh, phrase of the Shas. The name of the parrot, no? Kolayad. The whole sug in the second parrot. The post can say that was only the Tumul Latara. And not Levila. We'll discuss this. Levila is different.
Somebody showed me in what do you say from Ari Cohen that.
Oh, I have never seen that statement. I heard so much about it. Who has an Ari Cohen? Bring it in.
Somebody showed me a footnote that Rabbi Yad. Some of the modern day.
Ari Cohen, they say about him, is Rabbi El Yashiv is Medaba Mitov Grom. That's what someone's talking about for Ari Cohen.
So I think he quotes in the footnotes Rabbi Yashiv and somebody else that say, Rabbi Karel, that you should.
I'm having that. Yeah, that's not new to me. Hold on. He quotes Chidushim of Biyurim. If you find the Kesem, Chayavas, Lindok, Matzah, Miyad. He quotes it, and then he says about it, Shari Tara. Dvarb Tmuim! Shim Kain Hoyla Poskim the Haskin Din Zeh! Ubi Mashlo Eski Udav Ezek Klal, Mashma She'ena Tzrich Lindok Atzma. Mishim Kain Shakesem Tor, Lo Nechshav Reyesa Klal. There's no need for it. No need for whatsoever. No need for it. Rav Yashiv said, well, they quoted from by the Shari Tart, Rabbi Stern. Shemisha Motzis Kesem Yosef Ishir Machoshes Manenum Chayeves Livdok Atzma. So Rav Yashiv says about him, Mineo Bey! Shem Kena Laposkim Haskadov Ezesh Tzicha Medika. It's a shame that himself, he doesn't understand. Anana Lo Shamana Lorina Dov Ezesh. The last line is the most shocking of all. So, you know about Bad, he's not afraid to say what he wants. Done, right? Look at the last line. V'nirish v'akesem sheyosem mikigris v'olhei v'mikre tov adova shetivzok atzma. Why? Why is he giving in? He's not this type. You know, some posts can always give in. You know, alright, not chayev is tov. That's not his style. I don't understand why he said this. I don't understand why. What? Right. But it's Adam Akabo Tumo, it's Sivoni. Yeah.
Why is that now? The Ramoshan we quoted before says that if you see for sure that it's a large stain, then you have to, he says maybe you have to be cautious that it's not a gasha.
That if it's large enough that it's impossible, it was impossible to come out without Zivas double Akni Bachutz. So number one, not everyone agrees that there's not a Yehuda, as we said earlier. Mm-hmm. Number two, how large is large? It could not have happened without it. I have women who tell me. I ask, did you have any idea that you had any dam before you saw it? No. That's a no argosh going to anybody. Even according to yesterday's chumra in the floor of the base mayor and even the Sidri Tah going to Rabbo. The base mayor sent to say any kind of argosh in the world, whatever you feel, any feeling in the world, they don't know anything. Before they saw it, they had no clue. Afal PK is a very sizable stain. Very sizable. As it's, will it fill up the whole, will it be the dollar bill? I don't think so. The whole pair, I don't think so. But bigger than a half dollar. They just didn't know about it. You know, they just don't know. It's real life. In any event, I don't know why I revived at the last minute, tries to, I don't understand. It seems to me she shouldn't do it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So yesterday we really said that if the Lord finds the Kesem, that one of these tzomim, which is either yotzei mikagris, but on a tzomim, whatever, they should abstain from kashmir.
That I agree, 100%.
I mean, tzomim, you shouldn't look for such tzomim. It's like, if she finds...
Shouldn't look, shouldn't do b'dik, I said.
But should she, but the first issue, but looking
no, for... No, we haven't discussed looking for tzomim. That hasn't even been spoken about that. No, no. I'm opposed to doing a bedika. No. If I cared, she sees a kesef, she should abstain. Abstain, as I keep saying.
Right.
But but don't do a bedika. Nafkamina will be a double nafkamina. Number one, this could be a passing stain, and just one dot. And if at that very moment in time, she do a bedika, she make herself tummy to wait after 5 plus 7. Whole story. She waits a little bit. So by the next day, there'll be a pass, there'll be nothing left.
What did Nechayil say? What was his...
I really forgot a little bit of Nechayil.
I thought that's what he was saying. That he was saying that she should look for that she... That she what was
the...
He says do a
bedika
if you're going to cast. Find the cast and you should do a bedika. That's what so many people said it and they asked against it. Okay. Fine. So, discussing what is Mekabel Tumah or not. Tzemer Geffen ain't a Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, Isha who puts a Tzemer Geffen Shatua al Tachton will be called a pad. Right? Tahora. Kedin Roa Kesem Adava Shein a Mekabel Tumah. Finished. See, quotes him about Rosheva Levis, it's the same thing. He says, according to this logic, it should be okay. Lemais Nirlach, Rosheva Levis. Why? You don't understand. What it's all about? Many women put on the tachtonim near Av Svugi, neged also Malkum, this book I pushed, some kind of a paper or something. Again, it's tough. Ain't a near Mekabel Tumah. So the Maisa, everybody's making all these shadows. Halacha Lemaisa. Yes?
According to what we're saying about treating a stain as the Yom HaBesed.
No.
So why is it different in regards to Bedika? Why is it different than Yom HaBesed in regards to
wait till you come to Bedikas Yom HaBesed, so you'll hear. Be patient. You have to be patient for that. We'll talk about that too. Yes, I'm sorry.
So, Kubilikul Talach Lamaisa, Kesem's bigger than Gris.
Kesem's bigger than a Gris?
Kesem's bigger than a Gris. So, the river thinks we should be Machmir and Fakhom Avadia, or?
Machmir? Absolutely not.
No checking.
Absolutely not. I think. However, Vadim was so. What do you mean, Tov lived on? It's Ra lived on. It's going to make a problem. So I don't know. It's Tov lived on. I just don't understand. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Tzemer Geffen you were talking about was the cotton pad or undergarments during Tzemer
Geffen? No. Pad.
The pad.
The undergarment is we assume is Mekabel Tumah. Is Mekabel Tumah. Fine. Talk about paper. So, again, I'm not looking at this, Caleb. There's a whole 2 pages about Nia. Ravadia page Tov Vav and Tov Zayin also cut Yud. Bottom line of the whole thing is he thinks what the most posting paper is not Mekabel Tumah at all. Lechora, whether it is or is not, according to Rav Moshe, not Mekabel Tumah, is this disposable? This low quality paper you throw into the garbage. And again, B'Tzamim Shom Lahakal is a refrain, so we assume that the paper is not Mekabel Tumah. Writes from Moshe, Igor Smoshe Chela Gimel, Sof Simon and Gimel Yerodena. Hanir Shalonu Hudak Vena Royal the Kapsa, because of the Shamash Poshenis, it's disposable, you can't use it a second time. Bevade Shena Royal the Kabal Tuma, Shrikarua Umushkos for the Royal the Shum Tash Mish Klau. That's all. Bottom line is not the Kabal Tuma. Fine. What about synthetics? Hiroa Kenton, a bigger nylon. Torah, she ain't a nylon Mekabel Tumah, but to my nylon, tough of a mitzvah, bechutei pishna, bechutei baze, yesh lahach. That's the problem. Won't help at all. We have synthetic armor because he explains the barichas, the davar ha'maybe, the stitching. So therefore, the bottom line is this is not going to work for us. Yes, sir.
I just didn't understand the distinction between a pad and undergarments if they're both cotton.
Pad is a pad is not a garment for cotton. You have to weave it together to make it a Mekabel Tumah. Some raw cotton is not Mekabel Tumah. Woven cotton is a beggar, it is Mekabel Tumah. That's correct. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on it because Lemaisa, it seems to me that there always are cotton, it's always put together with with Kat, Lechor. Fine. Good. You mentioned before, you want to see where Mavadi says, what about a case of a kinuach? Right. So Ravadja is Megel. We spoke about it before, it's less than like a gris. Again, one of Ravadja's rayas is it goes back and forth. That the shear of kegris is an absolute shear. The fact that the minig all of it to be Megel, Paulus, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Machlokas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch briefly. The Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf Tzadi talks about the shear of kegris va'od. Siv Vav. Siv Hey will start. Siv Hey. Logazu ala kesem elem ke yeshba kegris v'od. That's what the shir kegris is. And then Siv Vav. Ha de bilan shir be bekesem ad nimtza ab chaluka be bekesem ad nimtza ab sar. V'yesh omrim shalo omru ele bekesem ad nimtza ab chaluka ab bekesem ad nimtza ab sar bilvad bimkom ha-shechosh lahem ein lo shir. That's the Rambam sheet. Some say like this, look, the fact that according to the Rambam it's al gufo less than a shear is usur indicates clearly that the whole din of kegris v'od is a tliya. And therefore begufo it is no tliya, it's usur. Aye, we pass the cool against the Rambam. It's for details. Other parts of our advice is the other way around. The reason we pass it against the Rambam is precisely because we hold that the shear Kegrisvah is an absolute shear. It's exactly why we pass it against the Rambam. It's a question of which way you want to slice it. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly for sure who's right, but that's how it's explained.
That's how we pass it.
Yeah, we pass it like the first day of Shulchan Aruch. You need a Kegrisvah Ode here as well. Fine. Good. And we also pass in Rabosai, like the Torah of Shlomim, that Vada Megufa less than the Gris is Mutter. So therefore, if you put those two and two together, Ravad Yisrael, we can remake it if it's a little less than the Kesem found on a Kinuach. Fine. That's what he says. Good. Fine. Okay. What have we said in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, but since we spent so much time on these Inyanim, I think we should go a little further. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the Sugya of Meiraglayim that we spoke with the Sugya of Nun Testament base, without going into many details. I want to give you, however, an overview. The whole Sugya of Nun Testament base is talking about Meiraglayim and we worry about this, we worry about that, yes, no, maybe so. It seems to me that to short circuit the entire long discussion, we have to use common sense. I mean, if you look at Open Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadi Aleph, just very briefly, I mean, if you want to look at the Sugya and then the Rosh, you see how we're more and more machmer than the original Ikar Adin, but I want to show you what I think is the real story. The Mechaber says, it's Kuf Tzadi Aleph, just to make a very long story as short as we can. Isha sheishtina maya v'yotza dam in meiragleh ben sheishtina v'yomedes ben sheishtina v'yoshevetz harizu tohok v'afilu hirgish gufa v'nizdaza eno choshesh shargoshes meiragleh is this quote in the Rambam shein meiragleh menacheder v'dam zedam me'akuhu v'chalcholos v'kulya. This writes the Rambam. So far so good. Anything she sees while she's urinating is no problem at all. Then the chumras keep coming. Rambam. So Baruch Hashem today, Bismanenu, where they have toilet seats, every woman is Yoshevitz. So this chumra we can still live with, and it's not a problem. We don't have Omedes Bismanenu. Okay, so far we can handle it. But the next chumra is going to knock us out. V'yesh omim, da'afilu b'yoshevitz, ein lahatir, ela b'mekalachas, v'nimtza adam b'tocha sefer. So now it's already getting becoming a little bit problematic for us. It's getting problematic even for us. And then you go on. These are not going to go into right now. Okay. Calls him Ninsa Dan B'Mikra. Happened once. Aval Isha Yergila Liros Dan B'Merag Leo. My guess is Ka'ev B'Shosh Amatelis Mayim. Gon Chol Ishikor Harnvind. Doctor, what's Harnvind? Nira D'Yesh Lahati B'Chol Inyan. Toika Yodayim O'Chichos Sheyesh Lo Mako Amachim Osa Batolas Merag Leo. U'Mimenu Adam Yotze. That's the Yisoda Bosa. You have to follow logic. What's Rambam saying over here? You have to be, you know, a little bit more broad-minded in your analysis over here. Don't just look at details. If she has pain, it's clear it's coming from some kind of a wound. Sounds good, no? Sounds good. It's a very beautiful halacha. Makes a lot of sense. And we should certainly pasuk in this way. It makes perfect sense. But you know, there are always the party poopers. Well, not so happy even with these schools, which makes sense. This is false. Ach yesh machmirin shelo lahatir rak b'isha sheyesh lo vesis. Alright. The only time we make for this, with all this, is only an isha sheyesh lo vesis. And on top of that, ulatzricha bedika. Everyone with me? Everyone has looked at Shulchan Aruch? It's very important. Tahayna shekodem shetashtin tivdok atzma heitev v'choron uvistokim v'imlo timtze dam tachnis. Right? She just does a bedika, she's not urinating, everything's clean. What should she do now? Tachnis moch noki al amoka b'fnim. Put a bedika cloth all the way inside. V'tashtin, she should urinate. Utkaneh atzma yofem imei ragleha. Be very careful to wipe on the outside part very, very carefully. And then, v'totzi amoch, then pull out the inner moch. In the kiyahi, if it's clean, hochocho gedolo de'ein adam in amokor, v'hochi nohog. You feel what's happening? There are two sources for this dam. One is the urethra, where the merak line, and one possible source would be all the way up by the uterus, by the mokor. So if you put something close to the mokor, and then she goes to the bathroom and she wipes around, and I don't care how red it is. And she cleans it completely. She pulls the moch out clean, as clear as day. The dam is only from an outside source. V'imboka atzva shlosh sholosh pomim b'chai gavna u'motza hamoch noki muteras hachakach below b'dika. Even though when she urinates it's red. Shalom b'shas vesta. The chazaka, the dam makul me'achashin emak motza also. Rak liyachas eshdina. Bechol the dafkin shemargeshes keiv meraglem. Al ena mageshes keiv u'modekas atzmach atos ma'amayim u'motz adam. Im lo motz adam b'meraglem v'ar etzmeya. Al motz adam tov meraglem v'gam al eiv shemodekas atzmabo. So again, yesh omrim shi tmeya. Lo itiru rak dam shenimtza tov meraglem. Yesh omrim shi tahora. The dam shenimtza tolen shadayin nisha mitamtis meraglayim. And he goes on and on. We have this karten we spoke about a long time ago. Not normal. Then it's tahora. The ain't a damak chol. Whatever. It's shadaka the koyas. So unless you're kidney doctor, kidney stones, all kinds of stuff. Okay, fine. This is the Ramah, lengthy Ramah. The bottom line of the Ramah, it seems to me, is that there's a lot of latitude. You have to use common sense in all these things. But we have to discuss some of the problem. Yes, sir?
But if she's urinating blood and she sticks something up towards the mouth, isn't it going to still be like on the walls also?
I repeat. She cleans herself, everything's perfectly clean. She then inserts a mouth all the way in. Very high up. It's high up as she can put it. Then she urinates. Then she wipes, she sees blood, she makes wipes very carefully. Take a wipe, another wipe, a baby wipe, or whatever wipe, just take something there and clean it out completely in that area. Nothing left, just keep nothing. It's all clean. Now she'll pull out the moch, it'll be clean. So what do you see? Had it been dam nida, it would have had it be on that moch somewhere. The fact that there's nothing on it indicates clearly and conclusively that it's all coming from the mach on the outside. So this is very important for often klali. I had a shadow just last week of a woman who was sore down in the urine, and she had pain, and she went to the doctor, called the doctor. The doctor said, you have such and such a condition, take such and such a pill, and within 12 hours it'll be gone. The kacha. So we don't attribute the powers of prophecy to the doctor, but it seems to me obvious that the fact that she responded to this antibiotic, whatever it was, that itself was derived from minamach, that she had this condition which was healed by the antibiotic. So I thought we could be mekel. These rites are not these etched in stone, only these rites and no other rites. Any rite you can bring to prove that it's an effect of damaka would suffice. And you have to go in a case-by-case basis. I'm sorry?
Is the condition of damaka necessarily the same thing? Could there be a condition which causes the damage to leave the maker?
The pasha is not. Pasha is not. Pashtus now.
What about the
sorry?
What about the fiddle only applies to someone who has the vessel?
Right. So this woman I was talking about, called me, has in fact a vessel. We'll see what the vessel means. We take a look over here. Take a look over here in the. Do you have a shaks of cotton zayin? He's quoting from the Maril Vest. Ochel yesh la ona kederach hanoshim. Afilu ein vesta kavua. Kegon. Shepichsa o sira shlosh yamam arbo shavua pochas o yosef. Rakshia la ona kavua. Sheregilin la hamt. Regila la hamt in the chalapochas. Misof ria kach vakach yamin. That's good enough. So with respect to our poor point, we'll come to this later by Arichas Nichos Vestas, it's enough that there's a certain time zone when she never sees. So for example, a woman who sees blood, okay? And she never sees less than 26 days. I'm just throwing out a number. That's where it's found. I didn't pick out the number 26 at random. There's a basis for it. She never sees less than 26, ever. That itself has a status, at least with respect to this, as Isha Yesh Levesit. Anything she sees from the time she went to the mikveh until day 26, she's treated as a woman who's yesh levesta and shlobesh hasvesta when these kulos do apply. Now it's true that the maril required a whole bunch of extra, aside from requiring yesh levesta, he also required this three times bedika. So I'm saying the three times bedika is not halacha moshe misina. Three times bedika is in order to establish what's going on. If I can establish it through some other means or some other way, there's room to be making. And it's bichlal. This is not only in respect to urination, the shahat I had last week. It extends to other situations as well. Whenever there's dam, you have to wonder, maybe it's a makkah. There are certain makkahs that are very prone in women. One of them is something called a yeast infection. It's a very, very common, and it often leads to blood. And it can happen at the darndest times, and you really have problems. How are you going to find out what's this? So in my view, based upon this same Yesodos, which are this bar in Sima Kuf Sari Aleph, we can make the following chiddush. A woman has pain. We're going to see in Kuf Pei Zayin that pain itself is not enough to assume it's a makkah. We'll discuss that makkah soon, but not quite fully today. But pain is a factor, but not a sufficient factor. However, it seems to be a raya berura that something is coming only from a makkah. What's that? If a woman does repeated bedikas, let's say three bedikas, number three is the magic number from this Ramon, and each and every time the red spot is found all the way in the side of the corner. The same side in the same corner, every time. It's a charaya berura that the blood is coming from that corner. It's an external wound. Had it come from the inside, from the muck, or was pumped by some fluky freak, and it missed the main part of the eight bedikas that's closest, and it all ran down and sun on down, and then boom, in exactly the same corner three times in a row. That's statistically impossible. So therefore, the fact that you see it that way indicates that, I'll tell you a story, I told this myself, not a Maisa Shoy. The story goes back 20 years ago. There was a chosen, and I had somehow Shaila, the Kala, the week before the wedding, had these problems. She thought it was a yeast infection, and there was certain Padika cloths, and all of them had the same thing. They had a little piece of red, dot of red, all the way in the corner. So I thought you could remake them, but 20 years ago I was still chicken. So you make them, I'm still chicken in some things, but you get older, you get less of a chicken. So I was a little chicken, but I was very lucky. That same day, that same week before this chasta, we had a very distinguished guest in our shul, and his name was Rav Neubert Shlita, the author of Shmir Shabbos Kuchas. Came to America for some reason, I invited him, he said, a shiur in my shul for on a Sunday morning. So when I was driving him from the Heights back and forth, I asked him, Mr. Shiloh, and I showed him. He said, Mutter, for the same reason that I said, keeps being in the same corner, and she has a yeast infection, but she didn't go to any doctor, the doctor didn't look inside, nothing. It's the Haraya Barura that it's coming from the Mak. Only one thing he had a complaint. I told him that this is a Kala getting married, and I got the Chosn gave me this. So that's what that he took objection to. But the Chosn has no business dealing with these personal matters of his Kala before they're married, which I agree with also. But he took pains to tell me that. You know, that I shouldn't think that that's an acceptable way of doing things. When a husband, once a couple's married, of course, the husband could be a courier and ferry the Vedika clause to the rov if that's what's easier or more comfortable. But Kolzman, the woman is still not married yet until her wedding mamish, and Ishal she has to go directly really from her to the poistik who's passing the shabbos. That was his comment. I remember still. From a long time ago. So we have all these kinds of things. Now, at another shayla, you see, you learn from this. At a shayla of a woman, who never, a crazy story, had some stitches in that part of the body, and she was wondering, how in the world is she going to get a clean bedika? If there's a stitch there, and every time she puts something in there, it's going to bump against. So, what did I tell her? Along the line of the Rambam, tell her, take thick gauze and put it on top of that spot where you know which is where the stitches are. Good. And then put it there, make sure it stays. And I have to do this, make sure it stays in one place. And then take the bedikah cloth and, you know, go around the place where the gauze is. And then you can go around and around in the Osel Malkum itself. And this way, if it's clean, it's clean. So Baruch Hashem, that trick worked. That happened just in the last few days, that shayla. It's all based on this Ramah. It's not exactly the same case, but this is the idea. So you have to use this. This is a Ramah tucked away in the middle of Hilchos Hashtana with all of the things which you think is never nogea to us. A, it's nogea to Hashtana Mamish in a broader sense. And B, we learned Kolam of how to deal with these shadows in general from what's happening here. So I'm skipping over all the details of where all these chumas came from. If you want to look it up, if you wish, you can look it up in the Rush. And after the Testament days, Barichus and the Mordechai, and it keeps getting more chumras and more chumras and more chumras. I do want to say one more thing that someone had quoted about the Hagoshes Meiraglayim as not being the urine that's coming out, but rather being the pressure that's inside. So I found that in the Chazanish. Chazanish says it in Simon Tzadi in Yoredeya. Maybe tomorrow someone will bring it in. I can read it to you. He said so. I heard the name of Rav Moshe, but it's printed. By the Chazanish, the Hashtanah, the Hagosha that the Gemara speaks about with respect to Merak Laim is not the liquid coming out, but rather it is the pressure that she feels.
Is it the
Hashulchan also? Yeah, could be also Hashulchan also. I'm sorry? I mentioned the G myself? I forgot it. Okay, good. Yeah?
So if you go by pressure, then you should count from when she started.
That's what that was. But that was part of my whole thought.
Maybe that's where Moshe was naked. As long as it's not dripping, because maybe even if
maybe, dripping, but again, Ramosh does not have that in print.
Also, just
to my knowledge. Yeah.
The case where she put the gauze, so
yeah.
Even though that was covering a significant part.
No, the gauze was outside. The gauze was external.
Uh huh. Even if there's a cut lower down and she puts a gauze there, then she's able to put...
The gauze was outside. You don't put gauze in that high up. The gauze is further out.
So really she can't be blocking any part?
No, but this gauze is...
The inside.
Gauze is further out. Question? Yes?
Fine.
Good. Trying to skip as much as I can because we spent so much time on the... Yeah, you remembered it.
Why are we going through such lengths to get a raya brura that it's not, that it is a maka? Why isn't it enough that it might be a maka and that we can be told it's like a holiday?
Okay. We're not told everything. We may only be told a suksama, we may only be told a bedikas, for example. She may need bedikas to get to the shiva nekiyim, which we haven't started talking about yet, so that's why that's not, that magic is not going to automatically work. Okay. Fine. So now, let's take a hakdama to the sugya of Dan Maka. And this interesting part of hakdama Maka is that it's not found as an independent sugya, but it's only found in the kind of a very troubling sugya, that of Roa Dan Maka's Tashmish. Let's open the Gemara of Osai, Samachayim and Bits. Tana Rabbana. This is the last two lines in Tana Chaim Advez. Haroa damach was tashmish mishamesh is par mishono shni u shlishis. Mikan ve'elech lo tashamesh ashe tizgaresh v'tinos eliache. Whoa, that's risky. Nises liache v'roa sa damach was tashmish mishamesh is par mishono v'shni u shlishis. Kamel lo tashamesh ashe tizgaresh. Tinos eliache. Woo! This is liyach haberos of the amach matashmish mishamesh parmishon or shni yoshish mikam elch lo teshamesh as tzitzok atzo. Now she's getting divorced already twice. Ran to a bedikah, a special kind of a bedikah. This is amazing. What's that? Kesed bodekas es atzma leviyish shfoferes. This is the basic yisod I just spoke to you about based on this gemara. Uvetocha mikcho umoch munach al rosho. If nimsa dam al rosh amoch biyadua shemin amaka uba, or nimsa dam al rosho biyadua shemin atzadim uba. This is similar to what I just told you in the name of Neuber. It's a similar idea. It's on the, always on the side. It's a raya biyadua shemin atzadim uba. Fine. Now comes a very rabosai. Keep this very much in mind. The next few lines are, it's a minefield. Vim yesh lo maka ba osa mako. Tola b'makos. Not completely clear what also makom. The word also makom, I told you before, can be many things. But if there's a maka there, tola b'makos. V'yesh leveses, tola b'vesta. What does that mean? What are the words? So Rashi is his own pshat. Rashi's pshat is v'yesh leveses the kilkul hazeh. She'ein roa kol shoa machmas tashmish el leprokin tola bevesta u'meshameshes below bedika beinvesas levesas. She'll only be roa machmas tashmish at certain times of the month. This could easily happen, Rabosai. This really could happen. There could be women that when it gets close to the period, so if they do certain things, it brings the period on early. I'll give you a mashal. This is not a joke. Women today are often involved in very heavy exercise. A lot of running, you know, and for the health. I'm telling you a fact that this exercise or running could bring on da. It may sound crazy to you, but I'm telling you it was a fact. Heavy lifting, running could bring out da. But in all life, it's not going to bring out da unless da is almost ready to come anyways. It would have come on its own a day or two later. So it could be, I could imagine it, that maybe there's a woman who, after a certain time of the month, close to a period, even though she's clean as a whistle, if she has mishamesh, she's in violet, maybe that itself will bring out the dam. It's a concept called dam chimud, which the Gemara speaks about. Maybe. But if that's the case, she need not get divorced. All she has to know is that a few days before the period is expected, she has to abstain. Okay? That's called the Rashi's pshat. We see other pshat too. The mahoya dam makosa mishuna midam riyasa ain't a tola. If what? The dam mak is different than the dam riyah. They look different. Ain't a tola. You cannot attribute it to the dam makah because the dam nida looks different than the dam makah. This looks like the dam nida, not the dam makah. Everyone with me so far? V'nemenes isha loma maka yesh li b'moka shemimena dam yotze. Did we read it? She's believed to say. Believed to say. Rashbag omer dam maka habo min hamokar tomen. Rabbi Hussein who heidu al dam maka habo min hamokar shuto. My benai can benai maka become a tomen. He can benai. Fine. Let's read a little bit more Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'tivdok atav biyashlish to ba'rishin." Why we, you know, what's going on over here? This bedikah says that shtigol shas atchak isn't the shas atchak for the first husband. Amalei v'she'ein kol etzbol shavos. Rashi. Why should you get divorced? So unbelievable. In other words, if it's only a problem, it's an amazing thing. It's a problem of this woman with this husband. So find another one. Not find a third one. But once all three cause her the dam, obviously no matter how many husbands she's going to get, it's going to be all the same thing. Now you have to worry about the bedikah at this time. You and I would have said, hey, kashin agerish, let's do the bedikah right now. But the Gemara says, say not that way. Okay. Amalei b'tibdok atzma b'biyah rishona shel baal shlishi. We're waiting for the third one for. As Gemara, fisha ain't kol hakochel shavus. Not every beer is the same, and therefore you wait till that time. Then it comes about the serapa, a whole discussion. This is the world famous sugya of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. Gemara talks about the issue at the very very end after the serapa. The Gemara says. Zu memala ben ofetzes, he chala memala ben ofetzes ein lo takon. Zok Rashi, memala ben ofetzes mismala dam umenapzoso b'shas tashmish. It always comes out. So if a woman is going to have dam in the mokka, whenever she's with her husband, it's going to come out of the mokka, she's stuck. She can't be married. Ad kan de gemar. Fine. The Chavas Das suggests it's the chimut that causes it. You know, there's a certain excitement that is involved, and that's what's going to cause the blood to come out. I haven't had a case like this. I haven't had a case. Okay. This din of the Yesh Lo Veses Tola Beves that we read before Rashi's Pshat, most Rishonim argue with Rashi. Most Rishonim learn Pshat in the Gemara different than Rashi. What do they say? Im Yesh Lo Veses Tola Beves means as follows. This woman did something wrong. We already learned that a woman who summoned the vest is not supposed to live with her husband. Right? That's the whole concept of Vestas. So Im Yesh Lo Veses Tola Beves, which Rashi explains, she doesn't see Dam Machmas Tash except certain times of the month. Most Rishonim disagree. If you take a look over here in the Divrei Chamudos on the Rush, page Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the end of Os Yud Aleph. Ularambam, Ramban, Rashbo, Vatur, Pirush Acher. What's that? Baha. Dim Yesh Leves. What does it mean? Shekasu. Shem Shimsha Samach Levesta. Anu Tolim Riyasa Bishul Vesta. Velo Chashvina Laroma Achmas Tashmish. Oh, Lupshat Nagamar. If she was with her husband close to the time of the vest, that doesn't count. That's how we seem to Paskin. We talk about a wicked woman, but she has Kidon. The Shachias that kasha. The Take a look at Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkot Tez Zayin. Just warming up, Rabbi says, at the Sugya of Makkah. We'll see more tomorrow. Tomorrow, when is she? 8:45 approximately. Okay. Hope all the graduates will be able to make it and get there on time. Hope so. Okay. Here we go. Siv Dalit. In Shimsha Samach Levesta, Anutolim Riyasim Mishim Vesta, Velo Chashvina Laroa Makmastasha. This is exactly the pshat of the Tur and the Ramban and the Rambam and the Rashba. It's quoted in the Mechaber. Says the Shach Sivkot Tezayin, because of a Prisha, the Yesham the Labrishi Yaskina. Labrishi Yaskina. What's the case? Oh, the Gemara is a famous Gemara that someone who's Yotzel the Derech is mutter to live with his wife, even some of Levesa. You're allowed to take a chance. Ishta Mishto Kekaselim. The feeler of any time. The Machmal Yel Simon Kufpe Dal Tif Yud. Live first me men of some of Levesa if you're Yotzel the Derech. No. Mashkachas Lahocha Samach Shemutta Gonim Ros Riyasat Chila Sayom. The mutter call Alayla Shalafana. No. If it's mutter, call it Alish on the front of why? We don't assume she's going to see. It's not going to be told of a Vesta. What's the case? So the Torah Sashlamin learns that way. A long discussion. So whatever, is Bereshi, not Bereshi, it's not our main topic. Now, I'd like everybody to see this in one of two sources. I'm about to say now. It's going to be very, very, very important for tomorrow's shiur. Let's just look at its previews and we'll analyze it tomorrow. You can either see it, if you have my Gemara, the Gemara that I have, there's still three more copies here on my desk. This has the Mordechai Masechta Shavuos. If you don't have the Mordechai Masechta Shavuos, you still have it in the Torah Sashlama right over here. In Siman Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkot Yudal. Which is how Mordechai because of the Shavuos Tavshin Lamed. So you can read it from either place. This, for those who have this, you can see it probably in its original. Tavshin Lamed Hey is the very beginning of Hilchas Nida of the Mordechai, which is found after Hilchas Nida of the. It's the very first column. The very first column, and it's called the page ches, starts Siman Tov Shin Lamed Hei. It's a very long Siman. It goes mamish one, two, three full columns. Why do I don't understand? Why could they subdivide it? Every time I look at something, I have to look all over three columns to find it. Why? My complaints. But that's the way it is. So, you'll have to find it yourself. Siman Tov Shin Lamed Hei. I'll start reading it to you from the for my Torah Sashlam. Whoever finds it first gets a prize. Tell everybody. Isha sheyesh leveses man kavua. She roe nida tola bevesta. Anyone found it yet? I don't want everyone to find it. Come on. Where is it? Still not? Here it is. So on column 2, let me just finish reading this one excerpt, then we'll have to stop. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Tola bevesta, shechola lomar zeh adam shehi roa tohor sheadayin lohigia vesta. What? This is a noobshot. This is a noobshot. What's he saying? Isha sheyesh lo vestas tola shelo bishas vesta bivesta. Afilu ein lo makah klal. Raminan shezed dam toru minatzdodin. Shera dialogia shas vesta tohori. Whoa. This is how the Shach learned pshat in the Mordechai against the Bach and the Taz. What does that mean? That's the biggest kula of all, the way the Shach learned pshat in the Mordechai. That the whole chumrah of Roa Da Machmas Tashmish will not apply to an isha sheyesh lo veses. Because if she has a veses, and she sees now, shelo b'shas vesta, we have a right to attribute it to an unknown maka. Because after all, she you found it, what did you find? Okay, thank you very much. Let's read it again one more time. V'miyesh la veses zman kavua shiro adam tola bevesta shichol alomar ze adam shiro ator with a little kufit of the bach shadai lo egia vesta v'tola bemakosa shichol alomar min makosa hu utahor. It's a third pshat. It's not Rashi's pshat. She was mishamash mishas vesta. It's not. No, not the Chshukanot from Hashem Hashem Vesta. It's not Rashi's pshat, and she always draw Adam Achmas Tash for certain times in a month. It's a third pshat. She has a typical one as a Vesta Skavua, and we right to assume that the whole Chumah Machmas Tash doesn't apply. It must be coming from some kind of an unknown Mach. Ad Kan Rav Osai, we read this. Tomorrow, we'll go into the more details about this quotation. The Mordechai, then we'll start at 8:45.
Whether we pass like Mordechai or not, would the Shach say that what he said by Mirag Lion, that a Veses, I'm saying, it's the same star, I'm saying, if it's a minimal time.
I can't work with people's mouths at all.
I can't. The whole issue is a mantra.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not able to make such statements. Yeah. Can't do it. Yeah.
It's concerning, I can't imagine a background color and also the stripe of color going through the garment. So these are the existing questions in the garment.
Yeah.
So should we say that they're the same din, and whatever's true in the garment is true together? Which is remarkable how similar it is.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But I don't want to say for sure, but I'm not sure. I say I don't know. Do babies that?